Okay, a really common confusion or lumping together that I don't want you to do is you have to distinguish statistical decision errors from research hypothesis disconfirmation. A type 3 error is when our significant findings have a direction or pattern different from what's found in the population. We correctly rejected the null, but we found a different pattern than what's true in the population. That is different from results contrary to our hypothesis, where we didn't find what we hoped for. So the way to think about this is to remember that we've got three things going on all at the same time. We have what's going on in the population, we have our research hypothesis, and we have our data. This is statistical conclusion validity. Did we get it right? This I bring you the technical language of smiley faces. Did we get what we hoped for or not? The two are independent of each other. Did we get what we wanted and did we get what we should have are two separate questions. Because in the population, there's only three possibilities. When we make our decision, there's only three possibilities. And there's our usual grid of statistical conclusion validity. That's when you use the phrase statistical error, is in reference to what we found relative to what we should have found because it's true in the population. The other, as I say, the technical language of smiley faces, what we hypothesized and what we found. Did we get what we wanted or not? Both are important. Here's the whole story. Let's start here. We hypothesized a positive correlation. We found a positive correlation. That's a smiley face. That rejected null, found positive correlation might be a correct rejection, or a type 1 or a type 3. The actual grid is a 3 by 3 by 3. What we hoped for, what we found, what's really there. All of which is compounded by the fact that we will never actually know what's really there. The closest we can come is the preponderance of evidence of attempted replications. So our research hypothesis was that there'll be a positive correlation between how much a person likes performing practical jokes and the number of close friends a person reports. P less than 0.05, we have found an effect big enough to conclude there's a relationship in the population, and we would conclude that the relationship in the population is negative. So these data do not support our research hypotheses. Founding phrase. A literature review revealed 12 other studies of these two variables, each of which found a correlation between negative 0.25 and negative 0.32, all significant. Our results are consistent with the literature, which makes you have to ask, where the hell did the hypothesis come from? From whence pulled you that? Because apparently it wasn't a literature review that you pulled it out of. And there's a couple more of these in here for you. Let's remember a couple of things about homework 3. First, take these data, add them to the data from homework 2. If you don't, you won't have variables that you'll need. Please note this. It is very important to me that you are always checking for whether the research question uses all of the data or just part of the data. That you're always checking whether your statistical analysis should first have a select cases operation. That's so important to me that I will routinely give you an opportunity to show that you've mastered it. Watch out for that. That's the one sneaky I won't really apologize for. Two, remember that we are making the transition from thinking about the research design for a study to the research design for an analysis, creating the possibility that within the same data collection, there are correlations, chi-squares between and within ANOVAs, and that there are pairs of variables that can be associatively interpreted and pairs of variables that can be causally interpreted. So this requires you to go back and carefully read the story problem, asking yourself, have any of these variables been meaningfully and successfully poofed? Was there random assignment? Was there manipulation? And do we have a good shot at short-term controlled ongoing equivalence? If we do, any variable that we ask if it's related to that, we can go on and give a causal interpretation to the relationship. The proper statistical test is going to be one of four things: Pearson's correlation, Pearson's chi-square, between groups ANOVA, within groups ANOVA. I don't want anybody using t-tests. Okay? Use ANOVAs. We're going to do a lot more with ANOVAs going forward. The t-test we use most often is fundamentally different than this t-test in the way that it looks. So when we start using those, we'll come back and we'll dress up real pretty and make sure that you're comfortable with the difference between them. Right now, I'm just going to ignore the damn thing. I have nothing against t-tests. Make sure that your null expresses whether you're talking about no linear relationship, no pattern of relationship, or no mean difference. Use the words. The test stat value, what goes here, is either the R or the chi-square or the F. That's the test statistic. And then degrees of freedom. And remember that degrees of freedom for ANOVA, there's 2 degrees of freedom. There's the numerator and the denominator. Make sure you take a look at the handout. It takes you back through all those bits and pieces. And when it says to report the result of your research hypothesis test below, in every one of the handouts, there's an example of a write-up. Just follow the example. Okay? It's not critical, creative, or even particularly interesting writing. So just sort of lock into it and follow along. All right. On Wednesday and Friday, we will take a look at fun stuff.